Hello, my friends. This is Paul Drockton, and welcome to True Religion Radio, where we use the scriptures to teach the truth about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, when we talk about scriptures, understand that what I refer to primarily is the King James Version. Why? Because the King James Version was basically based on the Tyndale Bible, which resulted in that translator being burned at the stake by King Henry VIII. About 80% of the King James Version is from the Tyndale Bible. So Tyndale was the first man to translate the Bible into English. King Henry VIII had him burned at the stake. And ironically, a few short years later, King Henry had the Tyndale Bible placed in every church in England, which, again, a very ironic twist of fate. But anyway, the King James Version is the most accurate version in English because it's the closest to when the Bible was actually written. Modern translations are based on modern languages. And if you look at English, the meaning of words has changed dramatically over time. So you can't use modern translations to modern language to try and translate the Bible. Now, we also know that the Vulgate, right, translated by St. Jerome, even earlier, right, by the Catholic Church, right, was also extremely accurate. Unfortunately, it was not made, wasn't made accessible to the congregations of the Catholic Church, who believed that it was a sin to share the Bible with the common people, whereas the Protestants argued it was a sin not to share it. Anyway, I don't want to get into that discussion. I just want to point out to you that this is what we're talking about. Is I'm going to quote from the King James. So now, first of all, we need to understand that Jesus Christ, according to Paul, right, and this is in Romans, he said that Jesus Christ went and visited the dead in prison, which were sometimes disobedient in the days of Noah. When did he do this? Well, we know Jesus Christ was in the tomb for 3 days, right? What did he do during those 3 days? Well, he wasn't playing checkers. He wasn't sitting around playing chess. He was teaching. He was teaching the gospel to the spirits of the dead. Why? So that they could be judged according to those in the flesh. Again, quoting from Paul. Now, understand that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the only truth. There's no other truth. That's it. It's that simple. And it states in the Bible that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is the Christ. And I'll ask you a simple question. How can every man know that Jesus is the Christ if they've never heard about him? As you talk about our modern world, one out of every five individuals lives in communist China. And I know there's underground Christian movements. I know that there's small groups of people that do have access to the Bible. But I'm telling you, for the most part, most of them don't, and most of them are afraid to touch it because of the repercussions from the state. Or we could talk about the Islamic countries, right, where it is specifically prohibited from proselyting, right, about Jesus Christ. How many other countries have never heard about Jesus Christ? How many other nations in the history of the world? We're talking billions and billions and billions of people. Does God just cast them out because they didn't have an opportunity to hear the gospel in this life? No. Paul clearly explains that they are taught the gospel of Christ in the world of spirits. All men have to hear the gospel. All men will be judged based on their acceptance of the gospel of Jesus Christ, whether in this world or in the spirit world before the resurrection. And this, my friends, is why there's a time before between death and the resurrection, is so that all men can be taught the gospel. They can accept it, they can reject it. Again, simple biblical truth. Peter also teaches this doctrine. Go to Peter 4:6. And long story short, you've got two witnesses in the Bible that testify that Jesus Christ went and taught to the dead. Now, I want to take you back to what the Savior himself said. And I quote, "Except a man be born of the water and the Spirit, he can no wise inherit the kingdom of heaven." What does that mean? It means that you can't go into the kingdom of heaven unless you've been baptized. the same way Jesus Christ was baptized as an adult, right? With the ability to understand what he's doing, not as an infant. Jesus Christ was not sprinkled on the head when he was a child. Nope. He went to John the Baptist, who had the authority to baptize him. John the Baptist was a direct descendant of Aaron. Baptism is an ordinance that pertains to the lesser priesthood. If you look at, again, in Acts, you can read about Philip. How Philip went and baptized people, but he did not give them the Holy Ghost. Why not? Because that pertained to the higher priesthood, or the Melchizedek priesthood, which is talked about in Hebrews. Philip used the priesthood he had, the Aaronic priesthood, and he was able to baptize people. So let me explain this to you. Basically, you have to be baptized by someone who has the proper authority. It has to be by immersion, right? And the Savior said that everyone that enters the kingdom of heaven has to be baptized. Now someone says, well, what about the guy who died on the cross next to Jesus, where he said, you will be with me in paradise? Now, yeah, paradise is not the kingdom of heaven. Paradise is basically one of the places we go to as spirits. I'm talking about as a resurrected being. I'm talking about the kingdom of heaven, where Jesus Christ, a resurrected being, resides. If you want to be in his kingdom, then you got to be baptized by someone with authority. So now that we've basically established that, those facts, now I want to quote again from Paul. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, where he says, and I quote, "Else what shall they do which are baptized for the dead, if the dead rise not? Why then are they baptized for them? And why stand we in peril every hour?" Now here Paul clearly explains that they were doing baptisms for their dead by proxy. They were getting baptized by proxy for their dead. Baptism for the dead was one of the ordinances of the early Christian church. Why? Because baptism is a requirement to enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, I can tell you the modern day LDS church does baptisms for the dead. I've done baptisms for the dead. It's a true ordinance. But I want you to understand something. We haven't even scratched the surface yet of all the individuals that have lived on this earth. And remember, every individual that's lived on this earth, they have to be baptized by water and the Spirit to enter the kingdom of God. And if they're in the Spirit, then that has to be done for them by somebody who's in the flesh. Now, just think about that. Now, I know that this work can't be completed, will not be completed before Christ returns. We do our best. There's only a few individuals doing it, and there's only been a few individuals that have received it. But think about it this way. We've still got 1,000 years during the millennium, right? 1,000 years of peace to perform these ordinances. So everyone that wants to have that ordinance performed for them will have that opportunity. There's other things too we can talk about, but I don't want to get into this too deeply. I just want you to understand the basic principles that I just explained. First of all, Jesus Christ wasn't sprinkled. He was baptized by immersion when he was an adult. Also, when you understand, he said, and so did Paul the Apostle, and so did the other apostles teach, baptism is unto repentance. Little children don't need to repent, therefore they don't need baptism. He goes on, and he says, the Savior says, except that man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. We also learn from both Paul and from Peter that Jesus Christ taught the gospel to the spirits of the dead, so that they could be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. We also know that Paul talked about baptism for the dead. Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it's right there. And go ahead, check the scriptures yourself, pray, ask the Lord if I'm telling you the truth. The truth, my friends, is the truth, regardless of whether anybody agrees with it or not. And I'm showing you the scriptures. And I'm not giving you any personal interpretation. This is what they say. This is Paul Drockton. God bless. Have a great day.